the chief, one day, firelands, we pulled up in a truck, and I jumped off the back. By the time I jumped off, the power line fell, and the chief was standing at the back of it, and it fell on his back. One of the parts of his back, but it was a spark down at the other end. You know, it was grounded itself.
Oh, yeah, and
of course, it didn't do anything to it. He just walked out from under it.
I would run that.
I just backed away, and it fell right in front of me.
Yeah.
It really wasn't nothing to hurt your knee, something like that.
You might like that.
You just have to know how to handle it, because I went to school for 2 years and be a refrigeration mechanic.
Yeah, and running the same electrical.
Yeah, and you have to know about, you learn so much about electrical problems and things like that. And so usually if we go to a fire and if have any kind of electrical problem, I'll have to handle it most of the time, because I'm not really an electrician in the barn.
Yeah. How many watts or volts go through those things?
Oh, it's just about, I reckon it's just 220 volts on a regular house.
Mm-hmm.
Two lines with 150 volts on each one of them to set with a ground on it.
Oh, yeah.
But that's about the most a house will use. 220 volts a key in a minute.
That's what I mean. I don't think I'd want that one a minute. Okay, if the wind is coming from, coming from Florida, what direction would you say it's coming from?
I'd say from the south.
Okay. Say if the wind is coming halfway between the south and the west, what direction would you say?
Southwest.
Okay. And say halfway between the south and east?
Southeast.
Okay. And say halfway between the east and north?
From the northeast.
Okay. And say halfway between the west and the north?
Northwest.
Okay. Say if it's been raining, if it's raining but not raining very hard, you know, it's just a few kind of drops coming down, how would you describe that?
Spank.
Okay. What would you call the...
If you want to curve it, we can't curve it.
...mist that you usually see on the lake when you go fishing and stuff?
White mist.
Mm-hmm. Like early in the morning?
Oh, dew.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from the lake, you know, usually have a little steam coming up from the cooling off overnight. You know, usually I see a lot of that. I used to live on a farm, we had a lot of ponds and things.
Yeah.
The grass had a lot of dew on it.
Uh-huh. But, have you ever gotten up in the morning and, say, drove to work and saw the same stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What would they call that?
Fog.
Okay. What kind of day would it be if you had fog?
Well, driving conditions would be terrible. just say it's foggy today.
Okay, sure. Okay, if you don't have any rain for a couple of weeks, you say you're having
a dry spell.
Okay. Say if the wind's been very gentle and it's gradually getting stronger, how would you describe that?
It's just the wind blowing a little bit higher, that's what we say. I don't really pay that much attention to it, you know, unless it really gets severe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always inside most of the time.
Yeah. Helps a lot. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if it's say just the opposite, the wind has been real strong and then it, you know, slacks off and it's calm. I mean, how would you describe the condition?
It seemed like it was getting better. Or like, let's say it's fixing break off or something like that.
Okay. On a certain morning, like in the fall, when you first go outside, you know, it's not really cold enough to run back inside to get a jacket, but it's, you're not really comfortable out there. What kind of a morning would you say that was?
I'd say it's a cool morning.
Okay.